beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
I just finished preaching somewhere and I'm preaching here now. Yesterday, some 2 days ago, I was thinking of a particular message to preach. But yesterday in a prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit told me to preach what I want to preach today. I felt that this message is not for you people. But the Holy Spirit said preach it. So it means it's for you. Amen. As a preacher, I will not preach how to get money. I will not preach how to get husband. I will not preach how to get wife. I will not preach how to get business. And all the things you want, I don't preach how to get those things. But I preach what you actually need. Because there's something you need. When you get that thing, every other thing will come alongside. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So the things you think you need, they are not your vision. They are additions. Your vision is the kingdom of God. And when you can seek the kingdom of God as your vision, the things that people are looking for will become additions to you. So as Christians, if we pursue what the world is pursuing, it means that we don't know what we are looking for. And Jesus did not save you for you to be confused. He saved you for you to have vision. And so that's why I will not preach what the world is searching for. I will only preach why Jesus saved you. When you get that one in place, what people are chasing for will be chasing after you. I am not preaching theories. I am preaching practical. I know what I'm preaching because I've experienced it. And I'm still experiencing it. So I will not preach what others preach. I will preach what you need. When I was a child, there are foods I don't like.
Well, it's a bad thing about
But my mother will force us to eat that food. Mothers, am I saying the truth? When will she force us? Because she knows that we don't like the food. But we need the food.
That's what he is planning.
So she will give us
that's what's
because we need it.
Said to me, yeah.
In the church today,
well, I surrender.
Preachers have become used to preaching what the people like.
Yeah, come out for the one pair.
And not preaching what they did.
Now so young cuz I wait here.
Jesus.
Yes.
Did not preach what they like.
For a cuz I want here.
He preached what they needed.
A cuz I wait here.
And that is why they did not like him.
And until about pair, yes.
When you preach what they need,
sir, a cuz I wait here.
They will not like you.
One power some.
What's your name?
Amen.
But when you preach what they like,
sir, echoes are not here.
They will not need you. And that's the reason why it looks like the world does not need the church. Why? Because we are preaching what they like. And when you preach what they like, they will not need you.
Why now?
But when you preach what they need, they will not like you. But remember,
Kai,
Jesus told us that they will not like us. And so, I don't want them to like me. Because I have to obey Jesus. But even if they hate me, even if they hate me, they will need me. Are you getting what I'm saying? I had the son of a particular man of God. It was in his office. And somebody came to his office. And the man dropped his car key with anger. On the pastor's table. And he said, Pastor, I hate you. I don't like you. But you know what? Since yesterday night, God did not allow me rest. He said, I should come and give you my car. Pastor, I hate you. But take the car. And the man with anger, he dropped the car key for the pastor. And he left the pastor's office with anger. Sir, ma, let them hate me. But let them beat me. So I will not preach what they like. I will preach what they need. So that they can hate me. And they need me. So today, I want to preach on something very important to you. I'm preaching on personal revival. Personal revival.
In Kenya, I have one casa, one quarter was it?
This is not a message.
Yeah, Assam.
That many people want to hear. Why? Because today, all we want to hear is that God will give you car. God will give you house. God will give you children. But Jesus did not die for you to have a car. Jesus did not die for you to have a husband. Jesus did not die for you to have a wife. If that is the reason why Jesus died, then his death was a waste. Before Jesus died, people were married. Is that not so? Before Jesus died, people were giving birth to children. Before Jesus died, people were building houses. Before Jesus died, people were riding horse and cart. What you will talk that today? If they had not done this thing before he died. That means that is not the reason why he came to die. Jesus came to die for something that you cannot get by yourself. My sisters, if you have money in your hand, you can build a house. Is that not so? If you have money in your hand, you can buy a car. Is that not so? If you have money in your hand, you can marry a wife. Is that not so? If I now say, women are not marry a husband. Is that not so? So long as you are sexually active, you can have children. Is that not so? Those things, you don't need Jesus to have them. What you need Jesus for is what you cannot do for yourself. What I cannot do for myself. And what is it that I cannot do for myself? Thank God today is Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. What is it that I cannot do for myself? What is it that you cannot do for myself? The Bible makes us understand that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What is it I cannot have for myself? The thing I cannot have for myself. The thing you cannot have for yourself is eternal life. As people, as men, as women, we cannot save ourselves. We only need a savior. And that savior is Jesus. Jesus came to give us what we cannot give to ourselves. And that gift is the gift of eternal life. So eternal life is bigger than car. It's bigger than house. It's bigger than husband.
Or such in a queen.
It's bigger than wives.
Or such in a year.
The prophetess Anna.
Ah, what did for Hannah?
Became a widow. At a very young age. And she stayed in the temple.
Now, I saw the name.
Praising God. Worshiping God. And praying. And when Jesus was brought to be dedicated. She was 70 years old. And she took Jesus and she said, finally, my eyes have seen the salvation of God. Now, I can die. She knew her husband, but something kept her.
Now she bring me to
she didn't have husband.
When you couldn't be up,
she was still fulfilled.
Now she was in the
wash. She didn't have husband.
No, you couldn't be up.
She was still waiting.
Now she not looking.
She didn't have husband.
When you couldn't be up,
but she was still serving God.
Now she not looking.
My sisters, today, why are we serving God? Why are we serving God? What is our reason for serving God? If God does not give me car, I will not serve him. If God does not give me husband, I will not serve him. If God does not give me wife, I will not serve him. I have been praying for 20 years. I will not serve God. Why are we serving God?
Hannah,
she did not have a child. She got married. Maybe after honeymoon. Her husband died. If it is some of us, we say, God, why me? God, you are not good. God, you are not sad. God, I'm disturbing you. I married as a virgin. Why did her husband die? But her husband died. She didn't have a child. Some of us say, God, at least You should have managed to allow me to have a child. God, you are not nice. I need to have a child. And my husband died. And if there's to be other, some of us will say, because God did not give me a husband. Sorry, because God did not give me a child. And he allowed my husband to die. And we can't marry unbeliever.
And we
can't marry
unbeliever.
Because the people in church, they will not agree to marry me again. They will say, I am a widow. And I don't have a child. Maybe there was a family curse that killed my husband. And they don't want to marry me so that my husband, so that I will not die. So that they will not die. So they will not marry me again in church. I will go and marry a Muslim. I will go and marry a traditionalist. I heard a story. A man of God said one day, a member in the church, she was in her 40s or something like that. She came to meet him.
What about she?
And she said, Pastor, I want to marry. And he said, good. And he said, the person I want to marry is a Muslim. And she told Pastor, Pastor, I have been in this church for many years. See me. I'm turning to old meat. All the brothers in this church, they will look at me and they will remove their eye.
No, where you are.
I've seen it. I'm turning to old meat. The only person that look at me and did not remove his tie is a Muslim. Pastor, what will I do? Or suffer confused. Even if it's some of us like Hannah.
So I gave it to the Hannah.
Who said God? I was serving you.
I was serving you.
I am married as a virgin. And you allow my husband down. Okay, you have even given me a child. And no child. God, the brothers in church will not marry me again. I will come marry you. But Anna, she did not do that. What did she do? She kept saying, she kept praying. The Bible says she was always praying and fasting. She kept serving the Lord. She was not serving God because of what she wanted from God. She was serving God because of who God is to her. She was not serving God because they told her about God. She was serving God because she knows God is her source and her sustainer. For Hannah, God, my husband died. I should have been the one that died. Thank you that I'm still alive. God, my husband died. I didn't have a child. Maybe if my husband died and I was pregnant, maybe while I'm giving birth to the child, I should have died and the child would have died. God, thank you. I am still alive. The Bible says, it says, as long as there is life, there is hope. It says, for a dead and living God. Living God,
that's what I'm trying to
is better than a dead lion.
Oh yes, sir.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
God.
Hey, Razel.
I am still alive. And you still hope to serve
me.
God.
Hey, Razel.
I don't have husband. There is still hope to serve. God, I don't have child. There is still hope to serve. So long as I have life, there is still hope to serve. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, for there is hope. If a tree is cut down, that at the scent of water, it will sprout again. My sisters, We don't serve God because He gave us husband. We don't serve God because He gave us wife. We don't serve God because He gave us children. We don't serve God because He gave us car. We don't serve God because He gave us house. We serve God because we owe Him our life.
Hannah
understood that her life was a debt that she owed to God. So for her, God, husband or no husband, we pay my debt. Children or no children, we pay my debt. House or no house, we pay my debt. Wife or no wife, and we pay my debt.
What's your answer?
Money or no money, over 2,000 years ago, man of God, I was supposed to drink something.
You will preach it, sir.
I preach it to
you. You will preach it, sir.
Over 2,000 years ago,
if you are pure,
Jesus,
yes, you.
He came,
all right,
and He paid a debt that He was not
owing.
When I was a child, we used to sing a song. I owe that debt, I could not pay. He paid the debt, He did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. A brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt I could never pay. You singing that song? Is that not singing? It was sweet. But is it still sweet for us? Are we still singing it? No. We don't sing it.
We don't sing it.
We don't sing it.
We don't sing it, sir.
The songs we don't sing is. What are the kind of songs? Bless me. Bless me. Oh, Lord. Bless me indeed and
love.
My territory. Oh, Lord. Bless me indeed. That's all, that's all. We have forgotten.
Yeah, you have used.
That He paid the debt. That He knows. He would have lost anything if He did not pay the debt.
So when we
are the ones who would have lost everything. You know, some 2 years ago, the Holy Spirit now taught me. Now that song, we did not sing it very well. Because actually, we say, I owe that debt, I could not pay. Actually, that debt, we would have paid it. I know how we would have paid that debt. Eternal damnation. Hellfire. So that debt would have paid that debt for eternity. But Jesus came. Jesus died. And He went to hell. He went to hell. And He took the key of death and hell. Mama, they are not giving birth to me. When Jesus came out. They are not giving birth to you. When Jesus came out. But when Jesus died, He did not die on the cross. He also did something.
He went to hell.
And He took the key of death and hell from the devil. Why did Jesus go to heaven? He has died now.
Yeah.
Why did he go to heaven? If Jesus only died, the world would have not been finished. Why? Because the Bible makes us know. He died for our sins. And he was resurrected for our justification.
Now, sorry, my
see, justification means when they say you are not guilty again. When the judge says you are not guilty, you are justified. For example, if somebody commits a criminal offense and is to go to jail, and they take it to court, and the judge tells him you are not guilty, that means he will not go to jail again. Is that not so? But now, another case. If somebody commits a criminal offense,
so be sure the one from Benara,
and they have said he's to go to jail.
Now, one of them will be open for
and he must go to jail.
No, no, open for yourself.
And the judge has said 10 years imprisonment.
Now, the one from Benara, how can the fiancee fit you?
And somebody comes.
Now, Benara.
And the person says, my lord.
No, my lord,
I know this young man is guilty. You have already sentenced him to 10 years in prison. But my lord, instead of him going to prison, let me go to prison for him. Jesus came and he took the punishment for our sin.
Now, Second Corinthians 5 verse 21.
He said, he has made him to be sin. Who knew no sin? That we may be made the righteousness of God in him. We were meant to be the sinners. We were meant to go to hellfire. But Jesus came. And he said, Father, make me the sinner. Instead of my sister, make me the sinner. Instead of my brother, make me the sinner. The Bible says, the chastisement, the flogging of our peace was upon him. Jesus said, instead of them to flog them, let them flog me. Instead of them to kill them, let them kill me. And because of that, when they killed Jesus, he didn't end there. He said, Father, instead of them to go to hell, let me go to hell. And Jesus, he went to hell because of me, because of you, because of you, because of you. He entered hell because of you. And do you know why I cannot go to hell? Do you know why you cannot go to hell? And he didn't just go to hell. He took the key of hell and the key of death from the devil. So why did he take it? So he locked that gate so that you cannot enter death. He will lock death so that death cannot take you and take you to hell. After doing all this, question. Who is owing who? Who is owing who? The way we have told Jesus to a casino manager, a lotto manager.
Yes, I am. Lotto man. Doesn't you love you?
Bring 10 CD. Get 100 Ghana. If you sow a seed of 10 Ghana, you will get the harvest of 100 Ghana.
I will bring 100.
That is what we call Christian
loan. And a Christian
church loan.
And I saw that.
We have turned Jesus to a local manager. Bring a seed, and you will get it ready.
For about
question.
As a misapproval.
Does God owe us anything? Does God owe us anything?
Yes, you are the uncover.
We owe him our lives.
Hannah
understood.
Hannah said
that she owes God her
life.
So without husband.
That's including you
with her children.
Then you go.
You know that she didn't have a house. She didn't have a house.
No, if you
she was living in the temple.
No, I was her son then.
She was a squatter in temple. Mm. With that house.
No, if you
without money.
No, you see that.
Without business.
No, you do not.
Hannah was still selling.
Now Hannah devil so many.
She was depending on the small that the priest would give her to him. The Bible makes us understand that she was fasting more than anything.
Now, Jonas and I have come to
the Bibia because there was something Anna understood.
But Sandana Hannah or Sibibia say
that we don't understand. There was something Anna understood.
Did you have Anna Hannah Tassi?
That we don't understand. That even without anything. She was still serving
God. I'm waiting for the
salvation. Look at us today. Even with everything we have, we cannot even say. We are the direct opposite of
Hannah.
Direct opposite. She had nothing.
What did she?
She was saving.
Oh no, Russo.
We have something.
Yeah, but really?
We are not saving.
Now she has some.
There is something.
Really, huh?
Anna understood.
Anna not understand.
That we don't understand. And if we understand this thing,
that's a yesterday, sir.
Serving God.
Yeah, but some
will be the sweetest thing ever.
I bet you.
If you know what I've gone through in life, you'll never send me to see the preaching. I remember when I started the church in Nigeria.
Okay,
I told the young men that let us buy a land for to build. One of the young men with me, he told me, Pastor, when you told us that we should go and look for the hall to rent, we were ready to rent. He said, but when you told us, let us buy land. And so all of them left me the church. When I leave all, I leave all.
I'm going to wait now. Wait now.
I was preaching to empty chairs.
Anna, Okasa, share umba pan.
Where my house was, I went to church of Jennifer. I will take transport.
Now, to
church.
As back up.
And I will preach.
Now, I'm not even
preaching too much before. I'm shouting. I will preach. I did it for a while. until finally. Are you telling to give me money to buy land?
Also, yeah, the bill for me.
I'm the one that will sit by the land. I'm the one. At the end of the day, I bought the land.
Now, she need them.
Where are the ones that are I sent them text message. Come and join me for cancer.
Now, bro, what chance are you doing? Come on. Message, that one, bro.
One more combination.
So, for all that period,
what have you been doing?
I'm preaching to your teacher.
No, you don't want to cancer.
When I came to Accra, they never did me drama. They were doing me different drama.
I told them.
Look at me here. I have preached a teacher before.
I mean, because I'm sure, brother.
So if all of you go,
and somebody now will pump up.
Thank God I have my wife. My two children here. I will preach for them. They thought I was joking.
That one, you know, really have
one man in the church.
That's not a problem, so
he drove everybody away from the church.
But you're here, Akwai.
He also left the church.
No, so yeah, so yes.
Brothers and sisters, for 3 years,
you came back, sir.
I was preaching to only my wife and my children.
And now,
I'm driving here. I will drive my car to the church on Sunday. I preach hot message to only my wife. On Wednesday, I drive again. I preach hot message to leave my wife and my children. At the close of service, I drive back. I sing. I have an album. I brought an album last year. My wife sings. I play drums. I make noise on keyboard. So, during the service, service, my wife will be singing. I will play the keyboard during the worship. Are we together?
Yeah.
During the worship, when my wife is singing, I play keyboard. During praise, when my wife is singing, I play keyboard. And my children are there. And after we finish singing, I carry my microphone and I preach. I will close up.
I think for 3 years. Not 3 days.
Not 3 days.
Yeah,
Ghana. You power
one of
you. But I never said I will stop preaching.
That's why I'm kind of on a giant.
I can't preach. So what is worse than that?
That is not yours.
What is worse than that?
That is not yours.
We don't serve God.
You are assuming I mean.
Because God owes us anything. We serve God.
Yes, so many amen.
Because we owe him. For me, preaching is the way to pay my debts to God. For you, how will you pay your debts? We are in the Easter period.
Ah, yeah, well, that's affection.
We are carrying palm.
Yeah,
as I was coming today, I saw many people carrying palm.
We are carrying palm
again.
You get
another year to carry palm.
I feel no babashi.
Another year for religion. Another year for religion.
I feel
you are
the
comfort. Why are we carrying it?
I'm the same thing.
If we do not see this,
say so we are
as a debt.
That or yet,
I could have been owed to God.
And come on, you say,
that we have to live our life.
That you mentioned your own
plan.
Hey!
Then it's a waste of time.
No, or yet, embrace it. But we said, my friend.
He left me in church.
So the arranger, the woman, Shara.
I preached to empty chairs. When they left me, I preached to my family. Between 2020 and 2021, one year, I preached over 200 messages.
Amen. as we are 2020, this is 2021. Wakanya mi asam umpoko 200.
Between 2021 and 2022, I preached over 200 messages. Between 2020 and now, I have preached about 800 messages.
What's up, I preach you?
Not by my power,
and not to me.
But I know this life is a debt I am paying. For me! My own is preaching. For you.
So,
what's the new guy? We have messed up this thing called Christianity.
Ah, Christian, so we are here, Pastor.
Pastor. It's time to clean it up.
Yes.
As I was coming, yes, sir.
I
was in churches. People singing. And there are people inside the church. And I asked a question. How come between there and here plenty churches? But they are still complaining about the devil.
Now
so
yeah, the man
Today! We need to understand what Hannah
understood.
And that is what the call of the Bible is all about. God! Where did I miss it? God! Where did we make a mistake? Bring us back! Where we missed it. Correct us! Where we have gotten wrong. Align us! Where we have misaligned us. God does not owe us anything! We owe him everything! But if we don't pay these debts, what's the use of life? It were better than the moment we got born again, we just go to heaven. Than for me to be on this earth and say I'm born again. And I cannot repay my debt to God. There is something that I understand. I will not understand. Amen. And the cry for revival is a cry to come alive again. Praise God forevermore. The Bible said in Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. It says, after 2 days, after what?
2 days.
Will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. This book of Hosea was what was happening, because in verse 1, it says that God had wounded them, God had bruised them. God does not wound us, I get what I'm saying. But that statement, God had wounded them, God had bruised them, this particular verse of scripture is a symbolic representation of what happened to Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
If you are in Hosea chapter 6, go to verse 1.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 1.
It says, come, Hosea, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal. He has smitten and he will bind us up. The children of Israel have gone wrong. Are you getting me?
As in Israel, why are you for them?
And they were saying God has tear them.
Now what is it? Rasen yaku
kana
apa?
And he will heal them.
Now Rasen someone here.
He has beat them.
Rasen blue man.
And he will bring them together.
Now what is it? Kamu lah buat apa?
Actually, God does not do that.
Rasen why are them?
When we sin against God,
saya yang fungsi saya.
Does not beat us. God does not kill us. When we see what happens is that we say, God, we don't want you again. Are you getting it? Hosea 6, verse 1. We say, God, we don't want you again. So what happens? We leave God. Are you getting it? And when we leave God, we always enter the devil.
And when we leave God and enter the devil will deal with us. Are you getting me? But now, that's what happened to the children of Israel. But if you look at this verse 4 here, he said, he had what? He had torn. That torn there is what happened to Jacob. When they were bruising Jacob, when they were scolding Jacob, what happened to his body? His body was tearing. Is that not so? Say he has torn. God allowed, the Father allowed them to tear the body of Jesus. Because of you. His body was torn. They used a whip.
Was it Amma?
A cane. Abba. That is 6 feet long. And that cane, has 3 branches. On the branches, they put sharp bone.
Was it
bone? Sharp bones. And sharp iron metals. So when they use it to flog him, they will pull it like this. And it will collect your flesh. And that whip was 6 feet long. So when they flog Jesus, it will go round him like this. Come this way, sir. Let us all see. It will go round him like this.
What to our manner to serious?
And then they will pull it.
Now our son will change.
When they pull it,
now sir, what to our manner?
He collect his flesh.
I was in the way to need him, Pedia.
So he was lacerated.
And he sign.
They finish him.
But we know.
When they finish flogging him,
after what we had watched, no,
his lips,
brother,
were showing.
And the way he did,
both his front ribs.
My eye had brother.
His back ribs.
And eye had even brother.
That's why the Bible says he was not what you can look upon. The sight was not what you can look.
For when you picture media, if you let in here, I didn't know for 2 hours.
It was a gory sight.
No, brain, you know.
The Father allowed them to tear his soul.
Now, Papa, Tear him.
Because of you.
Panama.
Because of you.
Panama. Me.
He suffered from
it. Of pray. And after that, now be a chair.
They still carried him.
Was sad as here.
And they hung him on the cross.
There was a look of poor assembly on
the door. The pain.
A young.
He was bearing.
A offerman.
On his body.
When in the body
was not enough.
And now.
They put a nail.
Was it
in his wrist?
Was a born
and he was hanging.
Now was it a son of her
on the nails?
Well, I'm proud of
in his wrist.
One
and his feet. The pain of tearing him is not enough.
A year was it a tune you put in
the pain to his wrist.
A son of a young.
They make us understand that the greatest pain in the world is labor pain. Is that also? Is that also?
Yes.
They say when a woman is in labor, it looks like they are breaking all the bones at the same time.
Yes.
Son of God, you can't try labor. They took some men and gave them a test to feel what women feel. So they put machines on their body and they gave them what they call a stimulation. Pass that same pain through their body.
Also, now, from the remedy now, was a partner of Alpha, when you saw the woman, was a machine now,
to check how they can manage that pain. They said, the men, in 2 minutes, 1 minute, remove it all. Mama, how many hours do women stay in labor?
I said,
And on the third day,
when death answered,
he will resurrect.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus resurrected on the third day.
Yes, oh, sorry, and that answer.
But before the resurrection of Jesus,
the answer that yes, I'm sorry.
There was an invitation of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying?
That is all the answer.
Jesus was dead for 3 days. Is that not
yes, who and death answer.
We resurrected on the 10th, no,
sorry, never asked me.
But the actual fact is that the day we saw Jesus resurrect was the day that he came out of the tomb. Which is the 10th. But Jesus came alive on the second day. Are we getting it?
Yes.
Because there was a revival.
But suddenly, Kenyan.
Before a resurrection.
And suddenly, Yeshua was sorry.
After 2 days,
when that yet,
you will revive us.
And the Kenyan.
And on the third day,
when that answer,
you will resurrect us.
I was sorry.
Jesus.
Yes.
Was revived.
On that Kenyan.
On the second day,
when a dot here,
he was still in the tomb.
Now I know
when he was revived. On the third day, he came out of the tomb. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why am I talking to you about revival? Because revival means to live. Revival means to have life. Revival means to remain alive. Revival means to sustain life. Revival means to live prosperously. Revival means to live forever. Revival means to be restored to life. To be restored. To be brought back. To life. And to health. Why are we the way we are today? Because some of us, we have lost the life of God in us. We do not see the reason to serve God. We have lost that life.
That
life that Hannah had. It is called the joy of your salvation.
Amen. Praise God.
Some of us have lost it. So we don't see why we have to serve God again. Some of us, we have lost that excitement that we have. When we first got born again, remember when you got born again and you were singing
I'm a new creation. From you, man. Oh, things are past. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a new man. That was your song when you first got born again. When you got born again, your song was this. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Then you were happy to go to church. Then you were excited about Jesus. When you hear Jesus, you have butterflies in your stomach. When you hear Jesus, he was sugar to you. He was sweet to you. After 3 years into salvation, and Jesus is not like sweet like that again. Now you have been born again for 5 years. Jesus is not sweet like that again. That life that you had that kept you happy, you are no longer happy. Now, men of God have made it more difficult. If you don't have house, if you don't have car, if you don't have husband, if you don't have children, that means you are not blessed. That is what they have told us. That is not what the Bible tells us.
The Bible makes us understand
that
the blessing of God is to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, and to subdue it. And once you have Jesus, you have the blessing of God. The blessing of God is Christ Jesus. But men of God, our suffering and make us understand that when you have car, when you have house, when you have husband, when you have children, that's where you have the blessing. But so that is not what the Bible told us. That's why we need to write it to you. That's not what the Bible told us. So because of that, when we had Jesus first, we were happy. But because he now told us that for us to be blessed, we need to have husband, we need to have wife, we need to have children, we need to have car. And now some of us, we don't have car. Some of us, we don't have house. Some of us, we don't have wife. Some of us, we don't have husband. Some of us, we don't have children. So that means we are not blessed. We are no longer happy with God. And that joy, that the very general of salvation. Today, Jesus sent me to bring back your joy. You know what that joy is? That he loves you. And because of that, he died for you. And because he died for you, he went to hell for you. So that he will not go to hell. And he took the key of death. And he took the key of hell. And he locked death. And locked hell. So that he will not die and go to hell. And that job he did for you is so that you will rejoice in him. So that like Hannah. You will live your life. Husband or no husband. Children or no children. Wife or no wife. Car or no car. Money or no money. Sika or no sika. You will still step through. That is what Jesus said to you. The Bible says, thou that sleepest and Christ will give you life. Wake up from your sleep. Come back to life. Stop being dead.
get your life back. Your life is Jesus. Once you have Jesus, you have it. We used to sing then. I have decided to follow Jesus. Sing it to me. And he said, if no one follows, still I will follow. If no one follows, still I will follow. If no one follows, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. And this is the one that we have not destroyed the most. I want to sing this one. Please take the whole world and give me Jesus. You don't want to sing this.
Please take the whole world and give me Jesus.
Please take the whole world and give me Jesus. I'm satisfied. How is he singing that way?
And give me Jesus.
That is the message that God sent me to
give.
That is the message God sent me.
And give me Jesus.
We have forgotten this.
He said, go. And give me Jesus.
We have to be revived.
I'm satisfied.
Rise up on your feet wherever you are. I have closed my message. Stand up on your feet. And you can keep singing that song.
Jesus.
You can sing that song, please.
Like
sing it with all your heart. Sing it with everything you have.
Like
sing it seriously. I'm satisfied.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available. To give in dollars, you can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013. With SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in cedis, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria. Account number 5541020592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233 54 594 7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.